You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well, and welcome back. I have to tell you, I am more of a lover of my life than ever before, because today's episode is this. 60 seconds never felt so good. Do I sound a little different to you right now? Because you are listening to an individual who did a 60-second handstand today, tonight, only a couple hours ago. I could not be more excited. I am so thrilled. I couldn't wait to share it with you. So I am beyond thrilled. So today is really kind of a little celebration of the 60-second handstand. So let me tell you how this actually occurred. So today's been a very busy day, all day. Back-to-back meetings, very full, nonstop, going all day. And I had a meeting, and in between that meeting and my soul date this evening, I was sitting there working on the computer, and all of a sudden, I had this urge to get up and do a handstand. No kidding. All of a sudden, had this urge to do a handstand, so I said, I'm doing it. So here I am. I'm not in my workout gear, but I am in my favorite pants, my very favorite blue exotic pants. It's because they are the most comfortable. So I wear them all the time. So that's another story, another podcast. You'll have to check that out. My exotic blue pants. Nonetheless, I'm in my favorite blue pants and I'm in this grandpa sweater. No baseball hat, nothing, no workout gear. I am not looking like I'm ready to go and conquer anything, you know, with victory. And all of a sudden, get the urge and I do it. I do the handstand and I am feeling miraculously strong, okay? And actually too, another little side note, I went and got adjusted today. So I know that probably had something to do with it as well. So anyway, I just go into the handstand. And of course I had my dear Pablo there who was timing it and it was absolutely amazing. So I go, I simply do it. That's it. I knock it out at 60 seconds. It's like major. We're jumping around. I'm screaming. I'm so happy I did it. And I was like, this is incredible. Now, let me tell you, every other time that I've attempted the 60 second, isn't that interesting? I said attempted. Yeah, that was the difference. I didn't attempt it this time. I simply went and did a 60 second handstand. Like I said, I'm not dressed in my workout gear, nothing. And I simply get up and follow my heart. And I go into this thing and I knock it out. 60-second handstand. So of course I was wishing that I had done it live, you know, on camera for everybody to see, for the whole world to see. But the fact of the matter is I did have one witness. And all I know is I know I did it and I feel like a million bucks, like there's nothing I can't do now. And now I can't wait to do another one. And especially now because I'm thinking, okay, now I believe I can do it. I know I can do it. I'm going to do another one. And also a part of me is like, yeah, I want to make sure that wasn't just a fluke. Like, can I really do this 60-second handstand? Well, not only can I did. So why am I sharing this with you today? Well, first of all, I wanted to celebrate with you. I couldn't wait to share it with you. I shared it, you know, on Facebook. I'm like, oh my goodness. I called my daughter. I said, guess what happened? Like this happened finally, because so many people know that it's been really tough, as I talked about on the podcast the other night. So anyway, the bottom line is this. Did you notice when I said attempted to do a handstand? What are you attempting to do in your life right now? But for whatever reason, you're not doing it. You keep attempting to do it. You keep trying to do it. You know, at one point, especially the times when I've gotten to 57 seconds and I just couldn't do it, I started thinking, you know, perhaps it's mental. You know, is it possible that it's mental? And what I realized tonight is, yes, I think it really was mental. Now, it wasn't only mental. There was definitely a physical, big physical component as well. But like I said, the last time we talked about this is there was definitely a physical component to it, no doubt. But when I decided, okay, I'm going for it and I'm going to get some technique and I'm going to get some insight on exactly how to do it strategically and begin practicing the technique, things began to shift. But also, you know, I really started thinking when I was getting to 57 seconds, I really started thinking this is a mental thing. Now I have a mental block because I'm afraid I'm not going to make it. So, A, where are you attempting to do something, but for whatever reason, you haven't yet been able to do it? We talked about this on a recent podcast as well. In those times, it's vital that you get some support, you get some strategy, because simply believing you can do it doesn't change it. However, that's a big component as well. So if you're attempting to do something and you've now gotten the strategy, you've practiced the strategy, and it's simply not happening, is it possible that there's a part of you that doesn't believe that you can? You know, we've talked about this, that, you know, you may have all the belief, but if you don't have the strategy, that's a big part of it. But what if you have all the strategy, you have the strength, but for some reason, mentally, you don't fully believe it? Body, mind, and spirit, you know? There's something that's holding you back because you don't believe it. I honestly, now I believe it. Now it's happened. It's like, I'm not afraid it's not going to happen again. I already know because I've done it. Well, it's easy to know once it's already happened. But the thing is, tonight, I didn't sit here and think about it. I didn't worry about it. I didn't even really plan for it. I simply followed what my heart and my body was saying in that moment. All of a sudden, I felt like doing a handstand. So I did it. I showed up at the moment that it was like, yes, this is the time. And I did it. And I am so grateful I did it. So again, the question to you is, where are you attempting to do something, but you haven't yet done it? Get the strategy, get the technique, practice, whatever you need to do. But then, second part of that, you must believe. I must believe. Because yesterday I started thinking, you know, maybe this is a belief thing. Maybe it's a block mentally. And I started being open to seeing that. I think that was a big part of what allowed me to do it today, because I just got past the thinking. I stopped thinking about it and I simply did it. So thank you for listening and allowing me to share this very exciting time. Now I'm going to do another one, but then I'm going to start breaking it down so that I can do a freestanding handstand. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Where in your life are you attempting to do something? You've got the strategy, you've got the strength, you've got everything there, but for some reason haven't been able to put it together. Is it possible that you're thinking about it way too much? And is it possible that what's required is for you to simply do it, my dear? I sure hope this helps you. And I would love to know what it is that you've been attempting to do, and for some reason it hasn't happened. I would love to hear what it is, and I would love to hear when you actually do it. Stop thinking about it and simply do, my dear. And I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.